It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, August 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Marissa Meyer has been making lots of changes at Yahoo, from buying up smaller companies like blogging platform Tumblr to changing the company's telecommuting policy. But for a modern tech company, there are few things more important than successful branding. Every day this month, Yahoo will be using a new logo on its homepage, with a big reveal of its official new logo coming next month. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
The 30-day lead-up is designed to do one thing.
They're trying to create buzz.
Chuck Byers is a marketing professor at the University of Santa Clara. He says Yahoo's looking to make the unveiling of a new logo into a 30-day buzz feed. But the problem with buzz, it can work against you.
It's hard to understand as a viewer what you're actually being invited to.
Petrula Frontikis teaches branding at Art Center College of Design. She says Yahoo isn't asking users to vote, and what if lots of people like one of the 29 logos that got cut? Then what? But confusion has been a familiar theme at Yahoo as the company struggles to find a new identity. New CEO Marissa Meyer has been trying to change that by snapping up nearly a dozen startups. But collectively, they haven't given a clear vision of Yahoo's future. And Frontikis says the branding campaign is only highlighting it.
The cost may be that they're trivializing not only their own mark, but the process of developing a brand.
In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Last week, we brought you news of Google and Motorola Mobility's Moto X phone. Well, this week, another newbie entered the already crowded pool of smartphone options. The LG G2 flagship phone has some unique features. Buttons on the back of the phone instead of the sides, like most competitors. At the launch event here in New York, company representatives said the button placement proves the G2 is more physically intuitive than many other options. But just like the Moto X, the phone's most intriguing features are those that don't involve buttons at all, rather sensors that tell the phone what you're doing and help you do it. Here's LG's Ethan Walsh.
One cool feature is called Answer Me. So if my phone's ringing, instead of having to pick up the device and hit my answer button, I can actually lift that device right up to my ear and it'll answer automatically. It's using the built-in gyroscope to understand and sensors that you're bringing that phone up to your ear to answer that call.
No word on cost and availability dates yet, but LG's G2 and other new phones should be offered on carriers like T-Mobile this year. Those following the fortunes of Tesla won't be surprised to learn that the electric car company's second quarter earnings merged into the fast lane. Revenue for the company came in at $401 million. In response, shares jumped 13%. This year alone, the company's stock has grown 300%. And before we go, an Android app that will have some fools breaking their phones. The Send Me to Heaven app uses your Android's gyroscope to measure how high you've thrown it into the air and deliver points. The best or maybe worst part about this app, you don't have to catch the phone to get a high score. Tempting for some, maybe. Of course, if you ask me, the best way to win is not to play. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.